We are 9 lines up from the bottom on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We just began the sugya of Los Achanim, discussing the three prohibitions connected with Los Achanim, the relationship between a Yisrael and an Oed Kochavim, and how that all plays out. Now the Gemara continues the discussion of Los Achanim. Davar Acher Los Achanim Lo Sitin L'Mchein. We said one of the prohibitions of Los Achanim was not lauding an idolater, showing them how, as Rashi says, how beautiful they are, how awesome this particular Ovid Kochavim is. Misaili l'Rav, and this supports a statement made of Rav, da'amar Rav, asher la'adam she'yomar kamen no'e av Ovedes Kochavim zu. A person shouldn't say, is not allowed to say, how beautiful or how wonderful is this particular idolater. So now the Gemara asks and questions the statement of Rav Meisvei. Maisav Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel shehaya al gabi maila bahar habayis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was on the top area of the har habayis. V'ra overes kochavim achas no'e biyosir. And he saw an overes kochavim who was particularly attractive. Amar, and he said, marabu ma'asecha Hashem. How great are the creations of God. Clearly, he was saying seems to have been in violation of Los Achanim. V'af Rabbi Akiva ra eshes Turnus Rufus harasha. When Rabbi Akiva saw the wife of Turnus Rufus harasha, rok sichek ubacha, he spit, laughed, and cried. Rok shai sabah mitivas rucha, he spit because she came from a drop of sperm, semen. Sacha ki laughed asir alimadimagaira, because she was eventually going to convert to Judaism. V'nasivla, and he was going to marry her. Bacha, why did he cry? T'hai shufra b'li afra, because this beauty b'li afra. This beauty is going to end up going to the dirt. She's going to die eventually, and the beauty will go to waste. But anyways, you see from these two stories that, well, at least from the first story, for sure, from Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that he was praising an idolater. So the Gemara says, "V'rav oduye hu dekamode." What was happening here was that when Rav says it's aser la'adam, when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, was talking about how beautiful this person was, he was oduye dekamode. He was just admitting to her beauty, but not necessarily making any special laudatory statement. The Amar Mar, as the Gemara tells us, or we said before, in Gwaran Brachos, Haroa Brios Tovos, when someone sees a beautiful creation, Omer Baruch Shekacha Bara Ba'olamo, blessed is that this person was created in our world. And in fact, Tosfos says that in the Yerushalmi, even if you see an animal which is pretty, that you're supposed to say Baruch Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo. So here, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was just being moda to the fact that this person was beautiful. Now, why didn't we answer about Rabbi Akiva's discussion about mentioning Turnus Rufus, his wife? So the Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Akiva didn't really say any words of praise about Turnus Rufus's wife, who ultimately became his wife, according to the Gemara. He just made a statement that, oh, it's so sad that this beauty is going to be lost, but not saying, oh, how beautiful is she, as a direct statement, and therefore the Gemara didn't address Rabbi Akiva. But anyhow, the Gemara continues and asks, Ule astukuli mishari? So you have a bigger problem here. It's one thing to talk about someone's beauty, but to gaze at someone, since when is that permitted? Meisve, v'nishmarta mikol davarash, lo yistakel adam b'ishana, v'afilu penuya b'ishas ish, v'afilu mechoeres. Torah tells us that a person should protect himself from all evil, which means that a person shouldn't gaze at an attractive woman, even if she is single, or if she's married, and even if she's not attractive. So clearly there's a prohibition of gazing. So how was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel able to gaze at this woman? The Gemara answered, Gemara continues and says, "V'lo b'bik de'tzeva shalisha." Not only that, you're not even allowed to gaze at the clothing of a woman. "V'lo b'chamor, v'lo b'chamora, v'lo b'chazir, v'lo b'chazira, v'lo b'ofos b'zman shnei kaking zelazeh." And you're not even allowed to watch animals in the act of procreation. "V'afilu malay einayim kimala chamaves." Even if you're surrounded by so many inappropriate places, your eyes are open like a malach maves, that you can't help to look. You have no other choice. Still, don't gaze. Amru lav ha-malach ha-maves, shekulam malei anayim. They say about the malach ha-maves that he's full of, his eyes are full, he sees everything. V'shas pitziras ha-shal chola, omein me'al merash josav. When the person is about to die, the malach ha-maves stands on about the head of the person. V'charbo shlufa biyado, he has a sword which is ready to kill. V'tiba shel mara tluya bo, and there's a drop of poison that's attached to the sword. Kivan shechole roa oso, when this ill person sees the knife pulled with the drop of poison, mizdazeo posiach piv, he begins to shake, opens his mouth. V'zorka l'soch piv, he throws the drop into his mouth. Umeis mimena, he dies from it. Masriach mimena, he decomposes from it. Pun of marikos, and his face changes colors as a result. So then the question is, how could he be staring at this woman? It's inappropriate. The Gemara answers, Karen Zavisavoy, he happened to run into her as he turned the corner, and then he just stopped and he gazed at her. It was something that it was unexpected, but something which is expected certainly would be inappropriate to do. So I tried to distinguish between looking at a woman or looking at someone attractive versus gazing at someone attractive. It's one thing to just see them in passing and then avert your eyes. It's another thing to continue to gaze afterwards. From the Gemara's answer that it was a Karen Zavis, it almost sounds like just the initial look seems to be prohibited as well. But perhaps we can argue that when they turned the corner, it was more than just a look, it was also a gaze. Again, how exactly do you judge that? Hard to do. But bottom line is that it's something that we should all be careful about, to follow the dictum of the halacha of the Gemara, that v'nishmarta b'kol ra, that a person shouldn't gaze at someone of the opposite sex. A person should gaze at the opposite sex, but I do want to add one interesting point here, which is that the Gemara is focusing on the fact that people dress in a certain way or look a certain way, and it's not their fault. It's the other person's responsibility to avert their eyes. Right? So often we have individuals who will claim, well, I keep on looking at this woman who's very attractive, but it's her fault because she's dressing inappropriately. If she wouldn't dress inappropriately, then, and she wouldn't be calling attention to herself, then I wouldn't be looking at her. But here the Gemara is assuming that you have a woman wearing big day tseva. She might be even wearing attractive clothing or appearing in a way which might be provocative, but nevertheless, it's your responsibility not to look, not necessarily her responsibility or his responsibility to dress differently. So the message, even from the Jewish perspective, while it's true that people should dress modestly, at the same time, the focus, the message is that the individual himself has to be responsible to keep, to respect others and avert their eyes if they are potentially tempted.